that walk the realms. They prefer to keep their distance until the opportunity to strike presents itself. But I, his beady eyes flickered with pride, prefer to personalize things. I have been all around you. Several of your friends are dead, and I now know you so well that I can anticipate your every movement. Vaclav's breathing came in short rasps. The assassin could imagine what was going through the fighter's mind. Several friends dead, and a weakling openly threatening him. He had defeated countless monsters 10 times that one's weight, had served honorably in 3 wars, had even battled a dragon. But he was scared. Vaclav surely had to admit that.
I am an artist,
the slender, sleepy man rambled.
That is why I will never err, why I will survive while so many other hired murderers go to early graves.
You are a simple killer and nothing more,
the large man cried, his frustration boiling over. He leaped from his seat and drew a huge sword. A sharp pain slowed Vaclav, and he found himself somehow sitting again. He blinked, trying to make sense of it all. He saw himself at the empty bar, was, in fact, staring at his own face. He stood gawking as his own body slid the heavy sword back into its scabbard.
So crude, Vaclav heard his own body say.
He looked down at the figure he had come to wear, the killer's weak form.
And so messy, the assassin continued.
How?
I have not the time to explain, I fear, the assassin replied.
What is your name?
Vaclav cried, desperate for any diversion.
Ghost,
answered the assassin.
Ghost lurched over,
plainly confident that the seemingly androgynous form, one he knew so well, could hardly muster the speed to escape him or the strength to fend him off. Vaclav felt himself being lifted from the floor, felt the huge hand slipping around his neck.
The ghost
of who?
Managed the desperate man. He kicked as hard as his new body would allow, so pitiful an attempt against the burly, powerful form his enemy possessed. Then his breath would not come. Vaclav heard the snap of bone, and it was the last sound he would ever hear.
Not the ghost,
the victorious assassin replied to the dead form.
Just ghost.
He sat then to finish his drink, thinking how perfect the job had been, how easily Vaclav had been coaxed into so vulnerable a position.
An artist, Ghost said,
lifting his cup in a toast to himself. His more familiar body would be magically repaired before the dawn, and he could take it back then, leaving the empty shell of Vaclav's corpse behind. Ghost had not lied when he mentioned pressing business in the West. A wizard had contacted the Assassin's Guild, promising exorbitant payments for a minor execution. The price must have been high indeed, Ghost knew, for his superiors had requested that he take on the task. The wizard apparently wanted the best. The wizard wanted an artist. 1. Placid Fields. Catterly walked slowly from the single stone tower across the fields toward the lakeside town of Caradune. Autumn had come to the southern heartlands, and the few trees along Catterly's path, red maples mostly, shone brilliantly in their fall wardrobe. The sun was bright and warm, in contrast with the chilly breezes blowing down from the nearby Snowflake Mountains, gusting strong enough to float Catterly's silken blue cape out behind him as he walked, and bend the wide brim of his similarly blue hat. The troubled young scholar noticed nothing. Catterly pushed his sand-brown locks from his gray eyes, then grew frustrated as the unkempt hair